I talked with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I asked His forgiveness as I knelt to pray. And if I could repay, I'd only do willing. For He died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory, and He loves me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above, to the far distant shore. Many friends have gone from me. They're singing the victory of God's love I know. Through the valley of death, I'll be led by Jesus. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and low. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes, and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. He'll open the gates and make me to enter. When the rose call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rose call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. Do you know how it feels to know that something's missing?
To hear a still small voice that you just keep dismissing? Do you know how it feels
to be in trouble inside? To think just for you on the cross someone died?
Do you know how it feels when He knocks to surrender? Everything's washed away, never to be remembered,
and know that it's real.
Tell me, do you know how it feels? Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King. Your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're alright when you lay your head on your pillow at night? And know that it's real, tell me. Do you know how it feels? Do you know how it feels when your cold heart has melted and tears started flowing the moment you felt it? Do you know how it feels to know you've been changed and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged? Do you know how it feels wherever you roam, you still get a feeling you're not at home? Knowing heaven is real, tell me, do you know how it feels? Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow at night and know that it's real? Tell me, do you know how it feels? Do you know how it feels to know something's missing, to hear a small voice that you just keep dismissing? Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside, to know just for you on the cross someone died? Do you know how it feels when he knocks to surrender, how your sins washed away, never to be remembered? And know that it's real, tell me, do you know how it feels? Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're alright when you lay your head on your pillow at night and know that it's real? Tell me, do you know how it feels? I dreamt of a city called glory, so bright and so fair. When I entered the gates, I cried, holy. The angels all met me there. They carried me from mansion to mansion, and all the signs I saw. But I said, I want to see Jesus, the one that died for all. Then I bowed on my knees and cried, holy, holy, holy. I clap my hands and sing glory, glory to the Son of God. I bowed on my knees and cried, holy, holy, holy. Then I clap my hands and sing glory, glory to the Son of God. Gates of that city, my Lord once knew me well. They took me down the streets of heaven. The sights were too many to tell. I saw Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, talk with Mark and Timothy. But I said, I want to see Jesus, he's the one who died for me. Then I bowed on my knees and cried, holy, holy, holy.
holy. I clap my hands and sing glory, glory to the Son of God. I bowed on my knees and cried, holy, holy, holy. Then I clap my hands and sing glory, glory to the Son of God.
I thought when I saw my Savior, oh glory to God. I fell right down before Him, saying praises to the name of the Lord. I bow down and worship Jehovah, my friend of Calvary. For I wanted to give praise to Jesus for saving a sinner like me. Then I bowed on my knees and cried, holy, holy, holy. I clap my hands and sing glory, glory to the Son of God. I bowed on my knees and cried, holy, holy, holy. Then I clap my hands and sing glory, glory to the Son of God. I thought when I saw my Savior, oh glory to God. I just fell right down before Him, singing praise to the name of the Lord. I bow down and worship Jehovah, my friend of Calvary. For I wanted to give praise to Jesus for saving a sinner like me. Then I bowed on my knees and cried, holy, holy, holy. I clap my hands and sing glory, glory to the Son of God. I bowed on my knees and cried, holy, holy, holy. Then I clap my hands and sing glory, glory to the Son of God. Until you know that loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and picks him up above the plan where he has trod. Until you know what is out with you, to know that God is really real, you know nothing until you know the love of God. Until you know the loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and picks him up above the plain where he has trod. Until you know just how it feels to know that God is really real, you know nothing until you know the love of God. Until you know the loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and picks him up above the plain where he has trod. Until you know just how it feels to know that God is really real, you know nothing until you know the love of God. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold that city. Until the day God called me home.
And until then, my heart will go on singing.
Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold the city. Until the day God calls me home. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold that city. Until the day God calls me home. John 17, verse 3. And this is life eternal, and that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you sent. Das ist aber das ewige Leben, dass sie dich, der du allein wahre Gott bist, und den du gesandt hast, Jesus Christus, erkennen. That's the question is, who is Jesus Christ? Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life and for the many things you do for us, Lord. I just pray you'll help us never to take things for granted, take life for granted, Lord, and come to a place where you think you as a living and all that's available. Help us to always be grateful and mindful of your care and keeping, Lord, and help us to continue on this path, this journey that you've honed out for us, Lord. Help us to remember from where you brought us from and what you brought us into, that we'll be eternally grateful, Lord, and never take things for granted. We just pray you'll help us with your word, help us with this thought, help us, Lord, to be faithful and true, Lord, what you've given us to see and hear in the closing days of time, Lord. We pray you'll give that increase in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. I got a call when that was quite a few years ago, maybe back in 2012. I got a call from this, actually, the Hutterite preacher. And he just happened and asked, who is Jesus Christ? Well, I know who Jesus Christ was, and I know who the guy was. So I told him, before I tell you who Jesus is, I have to tell you first who God is. He says, God is that great eternal spirit. So I tried to over the phone to explain to him who Jesus is and who God is and who Jesus is not and who God is not. And talked to him about for half an hour, and then I couldn't sleep because I knew what I see and what I hear and what I know is 100% accurate. And here I'm just wasting away, and I didn't have no platform or nothing to express my views and express what I thought. I tried many times to start writing a book, but I got to have just into page one, and that's not going to cut it, writing a book. I've got a lot of people that write books. Well, I didn't feel impressed to write a book because I had so much to say that you couldn't cover it in a book. And I couldn't sleep until about 5 o'clock in the morning. I dozed off for about an hour, and at 6 o'clock I got up and the Lord just spoke to me. He says, why don't you start up a website? Well, I never thought about that, but I didn't know nothing about no computers or websites or anything like that. But, you know, I kept it on my radar because I knew that's the platform that God has for me, is to start up this website. And eventually and begin to study it. And I knew some people that know more about computers, and I called them up and got the ball rolling, but it wasn't until the Lord brought you on board, and then I told you about it, and you got investigating everything, and now here we have a website, and he even gave me what to call it, let the truth be told, and
I step back and I analyze it. Well, the truth is evil spoken of at this hour. So we just title it, Let the Truth Be Told. And that's how I got to start up this website back in the day. And we go on ever since. That's the platform that the Lord gave us, you know. We didn't wake up one morning and decide we'll do like everybody else. We'll just go out there and make a name for ourselves. We just waited on the Lord, and he woke me up one morning at 6 o'clock saying, why don't you start up a website? So the Lord is the author and the finisher of this program. It was not my idea. It didn't come from me. It just came from that guy that called me, who is Jesus Christ, and I tried for half an hour to explain it. But I know that I'll never be able to do it over the phone. And like I say, we've been going ever since. That was 2012. That was pretty much 10 years ago we've been doing it. And we're just, that's our platform. That's our mission in life. And that's what the Lord has wanted us to do, to tell people about the hour we're living in. And we keep saying it over and over again. And tell them the truth for the day. Hold on to the things that we've been taught, the different things that the Lord has shown us, or the church age of Laodicea, and told us that it says back in the church age of Laodicea, I counsel of thee to buy of me gold, tried and fired. And that gold and that's Izab is simply the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. Brother Branham preached for 40 years, and then Brother Jackson preached for 40 years, and now what the world church is doing, everybody is doing, is to prove them wrong. And we're honed out. He told you one day to hold on to things that you've been taught and to remember where you've been taught from. And from he told you, and the rest of them, you just withdraw from, because there'll never be no asset whatsoever for this journey here. That's what we did. Eventually, we just had to cut ourselves away from all these people that are trying to prove Brother Jackson wrong. And that's how we came upon this website and this. And I checked the other day. I haven't checked for a year. We checked the other day. I was shocked to find out how many countries that the people all over the world, they listen. Because when the Lord told me to start up this website, he also told me you don't have to advertise. Because if there's somebody out there that has a real hunger and a thirst for truth, I will bring them to it. For years, we never heard nothing. We were just putting it out there on the internet. And then, like I told you the other day, one day we got an email about this one guy. He said, I've been searching for truth ever since Brother Jackson passed away. It couldn't go along with the things that we were taught from Alan and Bud. And then he saw something and he had a hunger and a thirst. He said, I've been looking for 10 years. And last night, the Lord gave me a dream. I'll show you tomorrow where the truth is. And then the next day, he's gone on the computer and he finds our website. And see, that was the Lord's doing it. It was the Lord starting it up, and it was the Lord telling us, you don't even have to advertise, just put it out there, and if somebody got a hunger and a thirst, he will bring them to it. And that's basically what we're doing. We just put it out there, and like I say, I was shocked to find out how many countries are. But there's 50 countries that are tapping in all around the world, and I didn't even know about it. Like I say, I haven't checked that for about over a year now, and here, lo and behold, wherever there's a hunger and a thirst, from Germany, from Russia, wherever, that's the Lord's business. We don't have to go out there and spend time, spend energy to try to advertise what mm-hmm. we're seeing here. We just mm-hmm. kind of leave it with the Lord and let him do it.
That's right. You hear so many voices out there, and you're so eternally grateful for what the Lord has done in your life. And we have something to actually give people. We're not just doing this just because we want to make a name for ourselves. This is something that the Lord has led our journey, our life, because growing up, the first thing that I can consciously say, I was consciously aware that there is a God. Mm-hmm. When you grow up, I was consciously aware, God, there's a God out there and he's real. And to me, growing up, he was very real. And when I was 21, he saved me. How did he save me? It was through the Lord Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. And those things became real to me. Because when that man stopped by and he went over the gospel with me, these scriptures spoke to my spirit. And from one minute, I didn't have a future. And the next second, I knew I had a future in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's how he led my journey. And I started reading my Bible, and I started realizing that this religious system out there is nothing. It is all about the Lord Jesus Christ, not these religious. They're not the way to heaven. It is the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did at Calvary. And when I realized there's something more that I did not have. And it was the righteousness for my day and hour. Mm-hmm. The truth for my day and hour I did not have. And I had salvation, but there's something I didn't have. And it wasn't until I came to the ministry of Brother Branham. And the first thing that the Lord convicted me of was baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when I got baptized in the colony, in the Trinity baptism, I knew something wasn't right. I couldn't put my hand on it. I had read the scripture in Acts 2, and I read the scripture in Matthew, but I could not, until I heard a prophet, I read the prophet of the age explaining the water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was so convicted, and I said to myself, I said, this is the baptism that I want to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by immersion for the remission of my sins. And I was up all night praying that God should make a way for me, and he did. He made a way for me to leave the colony to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he brought me to the righteousness for my day and hour. Brother Branham and then Brother Jackson was actually the righteousness for my day and hour, because I had I read the books about Brother Brennan, but it wasn't until I came to under the ministry of Brother Jackson is where my spirit said, this is what I've been looking for all my life. Something in my soul and spirit was looking for something I didn't even know. But my soul and my spirit knew they were looking for something. And it wasn't until I sat under the ministry of Brother Jackson, Brother Jackson there, that I said to my something in me said, this is what I've been looking for all my life. And I found it. And it took a long time. It wasn't until I was 27 years old that the Lord brought me to that part of our journey. And when I lived in Brandon, I got acquainted with you, and the Lord crossed our paths because we had the same desire to get to know God and his word, and what he's done in this hour. And like you said, and he spoke to you to start up a website, and we got it going, and we came up with the Lord. There was only one name that came to us. Like, there's so many names out there. Like, but what's the most important thing is to tell the truth to people. And we have the truth to tell the people. We have that weapon of truth that we can offer to people because of what God has done in our lives and where he's led our journey from. Because you're eternally grateful, and you pray to God that you'll never take it for granted of what he's allowed you to see and where he's brought you from. Because when you listen to these preachers out there and to people out there, you realize what you have, and you can't stop giving thanks. And like the song says, I fell down on my knees and cried glory. Like, that's all you can really do, is express your gratitude. And then you know that the best way to express it really is to share and to tell people mm-hmm. what God has done for you and where what He's shown you and allowed us us to see in the hour we're living in and what He's really given us in this hour.
Amen to that, because when you said your spirit heard that voice and that took that advice, what Jesus said, see, when Jesus spoke back in the day, I counsel of thee to buy of me gold. You're hearing that voice. Mm-hmm. You were being counseled to buy of him gold, and that gold, like we keep saying, is the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, because we could never even shine a candle to what they're doing. And all we're doing, we're preserving the things that they've taught. And like, mm-hmm. I want to get back to the stuff, who is Jesus Christ? And there's a lot of ideas out there who Jesus Christ is. He said, some say He's always been, you know. He was the Word from the beginning. He was back in eternity past. It was the one that when it says, let us make man, they think it was Jesus Christ that He was talking about. No, He was talking about the angelic host that had been tested and tried, and now we find them qualified to help them. And to the first of man, when He said, let us make man in our image on Him. Jesus Christ was only laying in the mind and in the thought of God, because God is a great eternal spirit. He's always been, and He always will be. Jesus Christ has not always been. The only thing that one day God sat down and had Himself a council, and He knew He's going to need, when He was done with that council, He's going to need somebody to help him with that salvation thing. He knew man's gonna fall. Mm-hmm. So Jesus Christ is that one and only one that could purchase mankind back from that fallen state there. And that's what Jesus Christ is. He is the Son of God. And He did come into existence until 2,000 years ago, back when that angel came down to Mary. And that was the conception of Jesus Christ. That was the first sign we had. He never did exist back in the eternity past. He only existed back in the mind of God, just like you and I. We were in the mind of God when He made that big council, that big blueprint. And a lot of people, like the Apostle Paul, he was back in his mind, because God, Jesus said, he's going to be a chosen vessel to me. You see, many are called, but few are chosen. When you're chosen, you were big, back in that great mind. And here, 1947, I was born, and then the Lord saw fit to bring you and I together. And then He saw fit to what we're going to need. He's going to need somebody to hold on to the truth that has been given to the church age of latency. Because if it wasn't for you and I, the whole world will go completely go into darkness, because we're the only two people that are holding on to the truth that's been given. We're the only two people that know the day and hour that we're living in, because He gave us direct out from heaven that midnight cry, and we see it over and over again that on February 28, 1963 was that midnight cry, and behold, at midnight there was a cry, and that's exactly when it happened. 1963, and we know the beginning of Laodicea, and then it tells you if you can do great tree. We see it over and over again, but we have to see it over and over again, because you're living in a world of major deception. That's all that church world does out there, working 24/7 to deceive the people. And that's all the Brenhamites doing, just to prove that Brother Jackson was not that continuation from that ministry of Brother Branham. And they work in overtime to try to hide the fact that God sent Brother Jackson after Brother Branham left the scene. And they work in overtime to do that. And now the Jacksonites, they're going to work overtime to prove that you and I are wrong. Because when I mentioned down at Cartersville that time, they had convention down there, and I got up, and the Lord got me up behind that pulpit, and I shared with them about that midnight cry. And you know what they did? They took it off the internet. They didn't even put it out on the air because he said he never did call on me. But anyway, that's another chapter. But see, all we're doing here today is telling you who Jesus Christ is and who He is not. He's just part of the human family. He was fully God and fully man. And out here, we're explaining to people how He has channeled His whole thing. And when before He goes over, before He dies, just before Calvary, He went and said, This is going to be eternal life that they believe on them whom I will send. See, we have a solid, sure word of prophecy. We had everything via the scriptures. And then when he goes off the scene, like I said, then he sends that division to John. John turned around and he saw Jesus Christ standing there with seven stars in his hand. And these seven stars, he went to explain what it was. These are the seven angels to the church ages of Laodicea throughout the great age. And we happen to be living in the church age of Laodicea. And our church age messenger, that angel that was sent, and that angel linked up with the little vocal cord of Brother Branham, and then when Brother Branham went off the scene, he took the vocal cord of Raymond M. Jackson. Without Raymond M. Jackson, everything that Brother Branham preached is obsolete, because it took Brother Jackson to come along and pick and decipher the two dual statements that Brother Branham had, because you got to know what the message is, what the ministry is of Brother Branham, is to turn us back to the Word. And it took that ministry. And all Brother Jackson, at the end of the day, Brother Brim and Brother Jackson, all they did was turn us back to the Word, to the apostolic Word of our forefathers, of the early church. And then we knew, we picked it up, and it has been a benefit to us, because you heard that counsel. I counsel of thee to buy of me gold. I counsel of thee to come under my ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. Without that, Laodicea doesn't mean a thing. You're just wasting away. And
mm-hmm. That's the truth. Because when you don't have the midnight cry, see, without the ministry of being aware of the ministry of Brother Branham, you have no midnight cry. And that's where the church world out there is stuck. And because they cannot go beyond salvation.
Mm-hmm.
They will never go beyond salvation. And if they come out of some denomination, they will build the whole structure of their belief system is built around that. Like, for example, the Lutherans will build their whole teachings around the just shall live by faith justification. The Methodists will base their whole beliefs around a holy living, and so on it will go. But if you do not continue on with God, and if you do not have that Laodicea star, that the messenger that was sent to bring us the righteousness of God for our day, you will not have the midnight cry, and then you will not know where you are in time. You're totally in the dark about things, and that's why we always will repeat ourselves about that midnight cry, because that's the midnight of the church age of Laodicea. And when you have the midnight and you have the beginning, you can work out what the end is of that time frame of the Laodicea church age. And we know where we are at in time. And that's what is so important, because when you know where you are in time, you can find your way in the scripture. You know the scripture that are relevant for our day and hour. And when you will listen to these people, preachers out there, they do not know that. That's why they're in the dark and they cannot provide it to you. And that's why after Brother Branham and Brother Jackson passed off, the Antichrist spirit, the devil, he was under attack, because he did not want us to know the day and hour we're living in, the time we're living in. Because if you don't have that, you are in darkness, and the light is to know the day and hour you're living in, and that midnight cry gives you that. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have the ministry of Brother Branham, Brother Jackson, you are not going to have that. Like, we were watching a movie yesterday. It was a true story about this plane that crashed, and this one guy decided he's going to leave the plane and go for help. And so he left the plane, and he ended up not making it. The rest who stayed there, they made it. Now, like I thought about the scripture in where Paul, when he was taken to Rome, and there was they were in a shipwreck, and he said, "Stay with the ship, and then you would no life will be lost if you stay with the ship." And I thought about when Boyd was still around that he preached a message to stay with the ship. But what ship was that? Mm-hmm. Compromising, going away from the things that we have been taught. See, God gave me a scripture when all these preachers came up with a different idea. He said, he spoke to my spirit. He said, give me a scripture to remember the things that you have been taught and from whom you have been taught them from. See, these preachers that were coming up with their different ideas, that's not what we were taught. So what ship am I supposed to stay with? Mm-hmm. Like Boyd's ship, Tim Relaford's ship, Davis's ship, Ellen's ship, whose ship? Well, there was one scripture that the Lord gave me, and that is to remember the mm-hmm. things that I've been taught. That's the ship that mm-hmm. will carry you to safety, you mm-hmm. know, amidst this this shipwreck that we're in this world. This world is a mess. Mm-hmm. It's a mess. Why? It's because they rejected what God had. They rejected what the Lord Jesus Christ was being revealed. And that's who the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson were doing. They were revealing the Lord Jesus Christ.
And we could keep going back to that, because that's the only thing we got to go back to, because mm-hmm. they were that scribe that it talks about, and they had the qualification to bring out the truth for this end time. We don't have that. We just, all we're doing, we're promoting them. We're holding on to the things that we've been taught, and we're directing people back mm-hmm. to that. I counsel of thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. And brother, like I said, Brother Branham preached for 40 years. The Lord takes him out to sea. Now Brother Jackson, he preached for 40 years. And now he goes off to sea. And all we're doing now, we're taking back people back and promoting what these two men, great men, have taught us. And that's mm-hmm. it. And then the Lord gave us one revelation, because I had one key in my pocket when I had that dream about Brother Jack, come upon Brother Jackson. He's trying to get in that door, and I told Brother Jackson in the dream, Brother Jackson, I have the key to that door. And I kind of, you want me to open it for you? And he said, please do, brother. And I went over and opened the door. I had one key in my pocket. And that one key was that midnight cry. Mm-hmm. I know exactly where we are in time. That's what caused Jesus to weep so bitterly over Jerusalem, because they did not know the day of their visitation. Mm-hmm. That's why it says as it was in the days of Noah, like I said yesterday. They absolutely did not know, as it was in the days of Lot. The people out there in Sodom, they were clueless. They thought Lot was crazy when they told him that God was bringing judgment on this place. They didn't know the day and hour of their visitation. They did not know the day and hour we're living in. And today it's the same thing. You and I were the only two people out of 8 billion people that know exactly the hour and time we're living in, because it's all mapped out for us in the book of Revelation. 1,260 days. It starts right when that... It has all to do with the midnight cry, February 28, 1963. And from there, it's all laid out. The end of Laodicea is October the 15th, 2021. And from there, everything is simple. It's 1,260 days to the middle, and then it's 42 months to the end, and then the 70th week of Daniel is over and done with, and then that, like I said yesterday, that angel comes down and he just ties up Satan, throws him into hell, because when it all happened at Calvary, where Satan was defeated, and his work was done. He's just a bluff now. And his time has run out, right at, I think it's about December of 2028 when everything runs out, 75, the 6,000 years that Satan had, and then you put in 30 days for the day of the Lord, where the planet will run to and fro like a drunk man, because the sun has to go back to 360 days throughout the millennium. So before the flood, there was 360 days for a year. And then now that has to go back, and that's why it's going to be rocking to and fro like a drunk man, because it has to go back closer to the sun. So it's only going to be 360 days in the millennium, and then you'll see rocking to and fro like a drunk man. And then they'll see to the mountains falling out, and to the hills, cover us from him that's coming back, like we said the other, we keep saying it over and over again, because this is our life, that's all we're living for, to bring out to the people, whoever cares to listen, the day and hour we're living in. If you don't have that, you might as well just not even exist, because that's the only thing that keeps us going here in the end time, is to know the hour and time you're living in. That's why I keep saying over and over again. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ, he wept over Jerusalem, and he says, as it was, so shall it be. And as it wasn't, they didn't know it. They absolutely did not know. That's why it's so important to believe what we're saying here, because we're the only two people that'll give you the day and hour that we're now living in. Right to the day we can tell you. And then we, like you keep saying over and over again, they'll throw at it. They'll try and tell you throw it in your face. Oh, no, the Bible says no man knows the day and hour. That's all they know. But it says no man knows the day and hour when that rapture will be, or that two shall be sleeping in the bed, one will be taken, the other one left. That rapture, and no man knows the day or hour of that. But we do know when God will once again restore Israel, because it's all mapped out for us. Once we got the revelation after midnight, we know the rest. We know the rest exactly. What the book of Revelation means. Step by step, 1,260 days, 42 months. Then you come to the end of Satan's reign, 6,000 years of his reign. And then, like I say, you got 30 days for the day of the Lord. The wrath of the Lamb is being poured on wicked mankind. And then he separates the sheep. Then they got 45 days for the separation of the goats and the sheep. And then after that, the millennium. That's just that simple. And the kingdoms of this world, they evolve into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and then the millennium is on. Mm-hmm. Right now, Jesus Christ is not on the seat of mercy anymore. He is right now King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he's down here. You don't see it. He's just down here in spirit form. Mm-hmm. He's no more on the seat of mercy. He's no more grace. He's already determined. Everybody has already determined which side they're going to be on. Like all these marches and all these Trump haters in America, they're determining their destiny. They're determining which side they're on when that great day comes where God will separate the sheep from the goats. He won't have to even say very much. Everybody will know who they supported. They'll know they supported these criminals, and they were in these marches fighting against law and order, because that's all God raised up Donald Trump to bring in law and order into the country, because he couldn't allow it to go on like he did back at the prehistory, where he allowed his angels to destroy these animal kingdoms, and he had to bring judgment on. He cannot allow it to go that far. That's why he raised up Donald Trump to bring in law and order, and you know, at the end of the day, this is going to go right over on into the millennium, and right now people are deciding where are they going to spend eternity, in the lake of fire or in the millennium, right? And you don't even have to see. All you got to do is open up your eyes and you'll see exactly what I'm saying is true.
That's right, because God is the great creator. That's one thing everybody needs to know. There's only one creator, and that's God. And Jesus Christ was sent to redeem all of this lost creation back to God. Mm-hmm. And then this whole 6,000 years was God searching out faithful people that will help in that millennium, to help the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus purchased it all back on Calvary. That's what Jesus did. That's why he's rightfully the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And because of what he did at Calvary, he shed blood, made an atonement for sin, and purchased it all back to God, whom it belonged in the first place. But because of sin came in the picture with the angels that rebelled, and then in the Garden of Eden with Adam, we all inherited that fallen nature, and we needed a Savior, desperately needed a Savior, because without the Lord Jesus Christ, there would be nothing. There would be nothing in this world. There would be no existence of nothing. Mm-hmm. But he made it possible, and God could redeem it back to him. And that started the whole plan of redemption going in motion. And when Jesus went down and took what the devil stole, and that millennium reign is now going to be that whole plan in motion to bring it all back to God, redeem all the fallen structure, nature, everything. The elements that you see out there that are not perfect are all going to start aligning themselves. The earth will align itself properly. There's going to be 360 days. There's going to be a perfect climate. The oceans are going to, the water's going to go back. But that's all because of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's why we say, the Bible says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. And a lot of people, you'll notice, they try to lift themselves up. They try to make a name for themselves. And that scripture can't be fulfilled if I be lifted up. If Jesus will be lifted up, he will do the drawing. Mm-hmm. All we're doing here, we're just lifting up Jesus. To you and I, it's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. It's not about us. We're just here trying to wiggle our way through this jungle that we're living in, and hopefully and prayerfully when we're done with this life, we'll have he'll say, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's all we're interested in. We're not tied to this world. We left this world in a rear-view mirror. Mm-hmm. There's no value in the things of this world.
Yeah.
And we just untouched ourselves, disconnected ourselves, and the only thing we're doing and interested in us to be about the Father's business.
Mm-hmm.
Be led by the Lord Jesus Christ, by His Spirit, and to do whatever He wants us to do. Mm-hmm. That's the only interest we have. Mm-hmm. And like I say, if I be lifted up, He will do the drawing. He'll draw all men to where the truth is. Just like when you heard, about Brother Branham, what you were hearing was you're hearing in the spirit world, I counsel of thee to buy of me gold. I counsel of thee to come and listen to the message for your day and hour. And that was the message of Brother Branham, Brother Jackson. And then, of course, when they go off to sea, now all we're doing, we're holding on to the fort.
Mm-hmm.
That's our job.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you and give you thanks for everything you've done for us, Lord, for revealing the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, Lord, for leading and guiding us by your Spirit to the righteousness of our day and hour, so we can let people know what you've done and your great plan of creation, your great plan of redemption, Lord, so they too can play a part in it. So we just want to draw a picture before them. Who is Jesus and who you are, Lord, and your great plan of redemption, Lord, that they can have access and be partakers of it and have eternal life, Lord, and be part of life and not death, Lord. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.